Evening, everybody. If we could all stand for the pledge of the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. If the clerk please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Present.
Mr. Cologne?
Present.
Mr. Ramsey Smith? Ms. Negron?
Presente.
Mr. Reynolds?
Present.
Dr. Van Wert?
Present.
Mr. Waldron?
Present.
Thank you. And we'll move on to approval of minutes from November 16th. Any comments on the minutes? See none. Minutes stand approved. We will move on to public comment for this evening on any subject not being voted on. Just a reminder to our YouTube audience, if you start this meeting after 7 p.m., please make sure to scroll ahead so that the YouTube stream is current rather than a recording of an earlier portion of the meeting. And we will open up tonight's public comment with comments from Lynn Rothman. Lynn is the chair of our Environmental Advisory Council, and she's going to give their 2021 report via the go-to meeting tonight. Good evening, Lynn.
Good evening. Thank you. I'm Lynn Rothman, 870 Rockford Lane, and you can hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm speaking on behalf of my fellow Environmental Advisory Council members, Elizabeth Barron, Elizabeth Sachansky, Ben Felder, Ben Guthrie, Brian Nickus, and Mike Topping. Mayor Donchez and honorable members of City Council, in accordance with our EAC bylaws, we submit the following year-end report for 2021. Our most important work this year has been supporting the city's Climate Action Plan, or CAP, which aims to reduce our carbon footprint and increase sustainability. In order to realize the goals of the CAP, we revised our 2019 proposal for a ban on single-use plastic bags and submitted a draft ordinance for City Council's consideration. In addition, we're currently working with the Department of Planning and Zoning and the Fire Chief to update the city's solar ordinances. The Department of Planning and Zoning gives us the opportunity to comment on proposed developments. As such, we sent recommendations for 13 proposed projects in 2021. All of our correspondence can be found on our website, bethlehemeac.org. Other activities included the following. An EAC member served as a panelist at the Library's Forum about cooperation between conservation and development. We hosted a virtual forum on Earth Day with the Allentown and Eastern EACs and the Lehigh Valley Alliance for Sustainable Communities. An EAC member participated in the Community Engagement Panel for the May 2021 Pennsylvania EAC Network Conference. We tabled at three events, the inaugural Rose Fest of the Rose Garden, the Environmental Defense Fund Conference at Steel Stack, and the Climate Strike Rally on Payroll Plaza. We served on the Pedestrian Bridge Working Group. In partnership with the Monocacy Creek Watershed Association, we held two cleanups of the Monocacy Creek. The Bethlehem, Allentown, and Eastern EACs coordinated the second Lehigh Valley EAC Network meeting. EAC members mentored two Lehigh University students in environmental justice internships. We continued maintenance of our website and Facebook page and continue to welcome members of the public to raise issues at our meeting. We hosted the following speakers at our monthly meeting. Tracy Samuelson, Assistant Director of Planning and Zoning. Lehigh students Ben Murphy Schmiel and CJ Marina presenting on environmental justice and CAP. Elizabeth Sachansky spoke about combined heat and power and community scale solar. Isaac Weber, an intern with the Alliance for Sustainable Communities, discussed sections of Bethlehem zoning code that could be amended to support strategies in the CAP. Lehigh students Alyssa Klinger, Katie Goddell, and Morgan Murray on a biodigester for dog waste. And finally, all of the candidates for Bethlehem City Council and two of the three mayoral candidates took the opportunity to introduce themselves and speak about environmental issues at our April meeting. Bethlehem Backyards for Wildlife, an active standing committee of the EAC, had a productive year. Once the city lifted COVID restrictions, they were able to perform regular maintenance on the Hoover Mason Trestle. Routine debris removal, weeding, and pruning during the spring and summer were greatly aided by the city work crew, who met volunteers after each cleanup loading and hauling piles of debris to the recycling center. Ongoing COVID restrictions from other volunteer groups who assisted in the past meant maintenance with a limited number of volunteers. The group also expanded and maintained two native perennial gardens on 8th Avenue and assisted with planting areas of the Rose Garden. Hopefully in 2022, they'll return with a full complement of volunteers to maintain these areas and others, which are a valuable asset to our city. In January 2022, EAC members Brian Nickus and Elizabeth Sachonsky will no longer serve as council members. Both Brian and Elizabeth have been invaluable members, bringing forth and working on new initiatives. While they will be sorely missed as council members, we look forward to their continuing connection with the EAC. As a result, we're looking for two new members. Interested city residents may send a letter of interest and a resume to city council. Our website and Facebook page have detailed instructions. Our great appreciation goes to City Clerk Robert Bedoni and Assistant Clerk Judy Kelechaba, and thanks to Chief of Staff Alexander Karras for facilitating communication with the mayor's office. We recognize our city council liaison, J. William Reynolds. We also acknowledge and thank the Department of Public Works, the Department of Planning and Zoning, and the Bethlehem Parking Authority for their commitment to the CAP. We commend City Council and the administration for their supportive initiatives to make Bethlehem a greener, more pedestrian, bike-friendly city. In 2022, we will continue to assist in implementing the goals and strategies of the Climate Action Plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rothman, for your report, and thanks for all your stewardship and long hours that you put in as the volunteer chair for the EAC. I think I speak on behalf of all of us how much we appreciate it. Moving on through the rest of public comment this evening, we're going to start, again, this is public comment for anything not being voted on tonight. We'll go through the list of those who signed up, starting with Richard Ellis. If you want to come up to the lectern and start with your name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. Thank you. My name is Richard Ellis. I live at 2002 Eastman Avenue in Bethlehem. Mr. Mayor, council members, thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. My issue is with taxes. I'm a senior citizen, and I live on fixed income. I voiced my opinion virtually last spring, and I asked for anybody to comment, and only Mr. Callahan responded. Now, I am one of the few 30% people that do come out and vote. I read recently that Easton, in the last 10 years, had no tax increases. While Bethlehem, I went back, 2013, there's a large one. And I don't know if that had to do with ERCO, but that was a big one. In 2015, we had an increase. 2016, we had an increase. 2018, we had an increase. 2019, we had an increase. And 2021, we had an increase. Now, I've been retired since 2015, and my base income went up 0% in 2015, 0.3%. 2016, 2% in 17. We had a big one in 18. We got 2.8, 1.6 in 19, and 1.3 in 20. It's hard to keep up, and it's almost taken half of our increases just to pay for our taxes in the city of Bethel. We're supposed to get some money back from the casino. We got nothing. Once the HERCO suit was settled, we didn't get any of that money back. Now, the thing that hit me was the water sewer runoff this year. That was just enacted this year. And I'm sorry, Mr. Reynolds, but our new mayor, elect, you're looks like you want to hire two new positions at least $150,000 per year. Maybe you people ought to start thinking about seniors. A lot of us don't vote. try walking in our shoes and trying to make our ends meet with our taxes, our health care, and just the upkeep on our homes. It's harder and harder and harder. And I appreciate somebody's comment this time about this. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Ellis, for coming out. We will move on to the next person signed up to speak, Frankie West.
I, on behalf of in the community, you can have Dr. Martin Luther King Walk.
If you could just speak in the mic, Mr. West, and just your name and address for the record.
My name is Frankie West, 712 New Street, Bethlehem. Since 1989, the little organization we started with, it was the NWCP, Altsong, CBA, and we started this little community walk. After 1989, it was just three of us who originally started the march. So now, I make a phone call to see if we would be allowed to have the place at that time. And what happened is, I get a comment that I'm not the mayor, it's going to be a new mayor, so he's going to have to take care of it. But you know I've been doing this for 50 years. Hard lay work on my feet. Walk from here to here to try to make the community for these kids to understand what Dr. Martin Luther King is. And for you to have the audacity to turn and not give me a call back and say to your secretary, have the other mayor take care of it. But you put somebody in that slot. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. If we have to walk on the sidewalk. But I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm just trying to tell you what's right and what's wrong. We're originally there. They have to march after us, not before us. Simple as that. That's all I have to say. And I'm not being nasty. Because I never come in and make a complaint. But when I do come, I bring my two pastors along with me. Why don't you get excited or get angry? And I hope you respect that.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. West, for coming out this evening. Is there anyone else present who would like to make comment? Mr. Antalis?
Stephen Antalis. 77 Ridge, 1201 Butstown Road. Value is not an absolute function. And value can only be determined in a comparative manner. So let's use that process to evaluate the city's historic conservation groups. The property 2233 East Church Street applied for permission to replace a banister on a porch. This went before the conservation group and it was denied simply because the material was to be composite and not wood, according to the guidelines. Of course, a composite could be painted and no one would know the difference, but this tells me that the policing is done with microscopic and tenth decimal place accuracy. Mind you, just a banister on a porch with resulting lengthy discussion of a member of the group here in City Council and counseling and joining them in conversation about the denial. So let's compare that to the property at 4th and Vine Street. The developer wishes to put up a 9-story building. And the Historic Commission approved it. With the exclamation that, well, if Hotel Bethlehem can be 9 stories, so can that building also be 9 stories. An absurd conclusion. But also, it violated the city's own ordinance 1714. So on these two issues, let us compare both Historic District Commissions. How would you rate them? The first, on the Church Street, A+. The second, D-, or absurd. So where is the equity in the system, in the city, for historic valuation of the entire city? It doesn't exist. Simply because the stigma of the South Side going way, way back in the early days of the borough times, South Side was considered the home of the Great Unwashed, the scholars of Europe, who lived in Shantytown. And that's carried on throughout the ages, reflected in historic conservation. It doesn't matter on the South Side to conserve history. Another absurdity is connecting the Mount Airy district with the South Side in the same organization. They don't fit. The Mount Airy district is almost a neighbor by a block or so from the North Bethlehem Historic District. Why is it not there? And why are people on opposite side of the river deciding what's good for the South Side? They don't live there. Have they ever been there? We don't know. There's a serious problem here, very serious, disregard. And council has played into it by approving these variations without any intense discussion, similar to the one on East Market. So, as I said before, let's get rid of the South Side, and I'll say this before. Let's bypass the Lehigh River. With the new funds coming from the federal government, then we won't have a South Side to denigrate.
Is there anyone else that would like to give comment this evening? Gentleman in the middle. Mr. Shire, you'll be next. I was acknowledging the gentleman there in the center. Apologies for any mess up.
Hello, my name is Reverend Timothy Smith, 651 Ridge Street in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The mayor-elect to council. I just wanted to briefly readdress the issue with Martin Luther King March. As Mr. West has stated, you know, the march was established pretty much in 1989, and in that first year it was a collective event between the NAACP and other civic and fraternal organizations. And since then, it's been a standalone kind of a leadership role with regard to the march. Our concern is this, just to clarify, is that the scheduling for that event for this year somehow has been linked together with the NAACP at the same time. And our concern is that we basically want to preserve the integrity of the tradition of Martin Luther King March since 1989. My concern is that with that scheduling change or the lack thereof in understanding the permit process and all, I'm concerned that we pretty much negated, you know, those who have been doing the work for a long time. It is my concern that both the religious, the civic, and the fraternal organizations that have been pretty much null and void in the last few years, I'm suggesting that we do one of two things, and that is that as we allow the permit process to happen for this year's event, that it be done in a way that all of these parties will come together and work on this march, or for this year and this year alone, that we continue with the permit process with the original parties that were leaving, and then next year, or let's just say January 17th, all these parties come together to work collectively. And that would save on some of the confusion. There's been a contention among the NAACP and the fraternal organization and religious organizations that in and of itself we have to resolve between ourselves. But what I don't want to see is that next year's event would be, for lack of a better term, squashed because people can't get along. So it's my concern that we make sure and be very sure that first we fix the scheduling problem so that those who were holding the parade, we can be able to do that at the time allotted, and have the NAACP or whatever organization has requested a permit to be able to do that following. And then thereafter, schedule this event in the spirit of Martin Luther King and in unity and do it together. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments this evening. And for anybody who would want to talk to members of the council regarding Dr. King Day after the meeting, I invite you to stick around after we get through the agenda. You want to talk to anyone one-on-one afterwards. Mr. Shire, my turn is yours.
Thank you. Bill Shire, 1898 Eaton Avenue. It's fitting, symbolic, that gadfly number two should follow gadfly number one. And in the substance as well, about the Southside development. I haven't heard this from any member of the Historic Conservation Commission, but it seems to me that the members of that commission, aside from some rather casual comments during the meeting, have given up on the subject of height and mass, because there's been a number of votes recently here at the City Council where that group has been overruled. And then when they're overruled, everything they said about that project was null and void. So what they seem to be doing, to me at least, and a couple other people feel the same way, but not members of the commission that I've spoken to, they're disregarding height and mass, except for occasional comments like, well, we could take out the middle two stories or something like that. And they're concentrating on the details, the materials, the design, that sort of thing. In the realization that if they don't object to the height and the mass, then their recommendation will be approved by the City Council, and at least they will be having some impact on the looks of the building, if not the size and the mass. Switching ground here on the subject of taxes, I've probably said this before in this group, but the Bureau of Labor Statistics will back up the gentleman. They have kept since 1976 an index of the cost of living for the elderly, as they call them, and that goes up faster than the cost of living for all urban wage earners, which is the index used to increase Social Security and other pensions for the elderly. So the increases, such as they are not enough to keep up with the increase in the cost of living for the people receiving them, primarily because of health care. And still on the subject of taxation, I made some remarks a month or so ago about the stormwater fee, and in that it's doubly regressive, in that richer folks pay a lower percentage of their income for that fee than poorer folks, even though richer folks, I would argue, are responsible for more stormwater runoff because they have bigger properties. And I'll stand by those remarks, but I've learned one important thing about the stormwater fee, and that is it's a mechanism for getting money out of certain nonprofits. I've learned that Lehigh pays $100,000 a year in the stormwater fee, where they are exempt from taxes. So that's an argument for keeping the stormwater fee the way it is, and not an argument for the recycling fee if Lehigh takes care of its own recycling. But what can we do about this double regressive fee? It's not fair. Well, one possibility, and I'd just like to plant this seed and for everybody to think about, and I'm going to have to do a little research on it myself. Why not make the real estate tax progressive, where richer folks with bigger properties pay a higher percentage of their income in the real estate tax, like the federal income tax? Maybe there's a state law prohibiting it. I'm going to have to find that out. If there is, it's a law that should be changed. It makes an awful lot of sense. So I just want to plant that thought for the next year's budget. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Shire. Is there anyone else in attendance tonight who would want to make comment on anything not being voted on this evening? Seeing none, we will continue on through the agenda. So now we're going to move on to our second public comment. This is for ordinances or resolutions that are going to be voted on this evening. Is there anyone in attendance who would like to make comment on any items that are up for vote tonight? Mr. Antal.
Still the same person. I'd like to bring your attention to Bill number 34, the Water Fund Budget. The question I have is this, very simple. During the discussions to arrive at some conclusion for that budget, was there any discussion as to how possibly lost revenues might be recovered to reduce the burden on citizens in terms of a water rate? When I say reduce the rate, I'm talking about, and this is the third time bringing this up, with no comment from either administration or council, about the $9 million lost. 30% of water not being accounted for. So the question is, was that discussed during the water budget hearings? Was it ever discussed? Is it of interest for either council to find out what's going on, because you do sign off on their bills for work done? So $9 million, that is a nice piece of change. And the citizens of Bethlehem really need to know what's going on here. The press hasn't covered it. You haven't brought it up. So how can we let the people know about possible negligence? Thank you.
Thank you again for your comments, Mr. Antal. Anyone else who would like to make comment on anything being voted on tonight? Seeing none, we'll continue to move forward. Any old business from members of council? Moving on to communications, communication 6A.
A memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a change order to an existing construction contract with Anquits Enterprises, Inc. for work related to the Pier Street Sewer Replacement Project. change order increase cost is $46,868, and the new total cost for the contract is $273,940.
And resolution 10A is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6B.
A memorandum from Alicia Miller-Karner, Director of Community and Economic Development, recommending a contract with ArtsQuest for services related to the Gateway Sculpture Project. The completion date is June 30th, 2022, and the cost is $62,500. There are no renewals.
And resolution 10B is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6C.
A memorandum from Christina Roseberry, Housing and Community Development Administrator, recommending a contract with Michael Baker International Community Development Professional Services. The term runs January 1st, 2022 through December 30th, 2023. The cost is $76,480 and there are no renewals.
Resolution 10C is on the agenda tonight. Reports, the President of Council has none. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tonight is my last City Council meeting as a member of this body, and I've had the privilege and the honor of serving 18 years on City Council, 8 as President and 8 as Mayor. And I just want to thank my department heads for their outstanding work that they've done for the past 8 years. I want to thank all the members of City Council, present, and the past members that I serve with for their cooperation during my past 8 years, and also my 18 years serving on that side of the table. And I certainly want to wish the new mayor and his team the best of luck and the new members of City Council. And it's really been a privilege and an honor to serve the citizens of Bethlehem for the past 26 years. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mayor Domchez, for your comments. And I think we'll all have some comments when we get to new business tonight. We're going to move on to ordinances for final passage. Ordinance 8A.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the general fund budget for 2022. Bill 33-2021 is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion? If the clerk will read Bill 33 of 2021. Or the clerk will call the roll, excuse me.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Nay.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye.
Passes 5-1. Ordinance 8B.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the water fund budget for 2022. Bill 34-2021 is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan? Mr. Callahan?
Ms. Brooks?
We can't hear you. Okay. Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. Mr. Callahan also gave the thumbs up for the affirmative. The ordinance will read Bill 35.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the 2022 Sewer Fund Budget. Bill 35-2021 is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Grown?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Walter?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. Moving on to 8D.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the Golf Course Enterprise Fund Budget for 2022. Bill 36-2021 is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Grown?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. Moving on to 8E.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the Liquid Fuels Fund Budget. for 2022, Bill 37, 2021, is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion?
The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. Clerk will read Bill 38.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, County of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the 2022 capital budget for non-utilities, Bill 38, 2021, sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion?
The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Nay.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye.
Passes 5-1. Moving on to 8G.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the 2022 capital budget for water utilities, Bill 39, 2021, sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion?
Clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. Moving on to 8H.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, County of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the 2022 capital budget for sewer utilities, Bill 40, 2021, is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion?
The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Grohn?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. Moving on to 8I.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the Community Development Block Grant Budget for 2022, Bill 41, 2021, is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion? Clerk will call the roll, please.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Grohn?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. Moving on to 8J.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the Stormwater Fund Budget for 2022, Bill 42, 2021, is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Grohn?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. Clerk will read 8K.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, fixing the tax rate for all city purposes for the year 2022, Bill 43, 2021, is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Any discussion? I just want to make a quick comment before we fix the tax rate, and I appreciate the gentleman that came out tonight. Every year I always kind of go over what our millage rate is, what our tax rate is compared to our neighboring municipalities. And of course, it's not apples to apples comparison. Each municipality has its own unique set of circumstances, its own other ways of taxing to bring in revenue. But before we fix the tax rate, I always just like to point out that our city tax rate, which is different in Northampton County and Lehigh County based on just different assessments, we are fortunate to have, it's a little bit, it's about 20%. Our tax rate in the City of Bethlehem is a little more than 20% lower than Easton's in Northampton County and Allentown's in Lehigh County. And I say we're fortunate to have that because that invites business, that invites people that are looking for, whether it's first-time homeowners or people that are looking to retire to the City of Bethlehem. So while I agree with comments that are always made about the burden of increasing taxes, and I've been part of raising taxes in my time on council over the years. Fortunately, tonight we're not in a position where we're raising taxes. I always just like to bring up that we, the administrations, current, previous, and future, always do their best to hold the line best as possible, and we're very fortunate to realize a tax rate that is over 20% lower, about 20% lower than our neighboring municipalities in comparison here in the Lehigh Valley. Thank you for listening. The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Nay.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Grohn?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Holman?
Aye.
Passes 5-1. Moving on to new ordinances, we have none this evening. So resolutions, the clerk will read Resolution 10A.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and the controller and such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Anquibs Enterprises, Inc. for work related to the Pier Street Sewer Replacement Project. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. McGrone and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. McGrone?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. Resolution 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and the controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with ArchQuest for services related to the Gateway Sculpture Project. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Reynolds.
Any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Grone?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. Resolution 10C.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and the controller and such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Michael Baker International for Community Development Services. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Grone?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. I'll accept a motion and a second to consider resolutions 10D through 10F as a group, and then I'll ask the clerk to call a roll on that motion.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Councilwoman Negron, second by Dr. Van Wert.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Grone?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye.
Any discussion on the resolutions? The clerk will call the roll.
The clerk will read the resolutions. Certificates of appropriateness under the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance are hereby granted for 56 West Market Street to replace 5-inch tall address and street numbers with 7-inch tall address and street numbers, 443 Linden Street to replace the existing asphalt shingles and underlayment on the main portion of the home, 89 West Church Street to replace all the windows on the historic Brethren's House. Resolutions are sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Rouse.
Thank you. Any discussion on the resolution? The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye.
Passes 6-0. New business. First, we have to talk about rescheduling the first meeting in January to Monday, January 3rd, 2022 at 7 p.m. The next council meeting will be on that date. There will be no meeting on Tuesday, the 4th of January. On that night, January 3rd, we'll actually have two meetings. The first will be the final meeting of the current council, and the second meeting that same night will be the swearing in of the new council members and the election of new council officers. The second January council meeting will be on Tuesday, January 18th, returning to our regular third Tuesday of the month schedule. But again, the next council meeting will be Monday, January the 3rd at 7 p.m. Any other new business from members of council? Mr. Reynolds?
I would just start, I'm sure there's comments about that. People whose meeting this is the last one for, but I would just say to Mr. West, as I said to you privately before the meeting, we will find a way to work this out. So, you know, I've marched with you almost every year that you've done it, and I appreciate you coming out tonight. I appreciate the willingness to work together, find a solution, but we'll have a conversation, we'll find a way to work it out. So, Thank you, Mr. Clerk.
Thank you, Ms. Reynolds. Any other comments from other members of council? Mr. Reynolds?
Well, I guess I will then start the comments. I do want to thank my colleagues. This is my last meeting on City Council. It's been 14 years, so figured out that was 336 just monthly meetings of City Council for 2 a month for 14 years. But I think one thing that everybody would agree is that we've seen a lot of progress in the past 14 years. And I think sometimes there are disagreements, sometimes not everybody sees eye to eye, but that's the way democracy works. And I do want to thank all of my colleagues who I've enjoyed great relationships with. I will be looking forward to continuing those relationships with those remaining members, the ones that are leaving. I want to thank you as well for your friendship and all of your hard work and everything that you have brought to the city. And then I guess I would just finish by thanking Mr. Donches for his service. I think when I first decided to run for City Council, I guess it was probably about 15, 16 years ago, one of the first people I had a conversation with was, as many people do, was Bob Donches. And I think from those first days, sitting down and learning about the city, learning about the history, learning about how City Hall works, about being a member of City Council, he could not be more gracious to me. I spent 6 years with Mayor Donches on City Council, and obviously I've worked well with him over the past 8 years. And you know, in one of those twists of fate, my classroom at Allen High School is only a few feet from the room that he taught in for 34 years. So obviously we have many connections. But I do want to congratulate you, Mayor, on a great career. And I think a lot of times when people think about what makes Bethlehem different, and I think we all read the articles about what goes on in other cities and disagreements with council members and mayors and school boards and superintendents, is that by and large, Bethlehem always finds a way to agree to disagree. And I think a lot of that spirit and that tone has reflected in Mayor Donches' public service. Over the past, I guess it would be 26 years since you were first elected to City Council. But we've had some conversations about different committees, and Mr. Donches has done a lot of work on the World Heritage designation, and we've had some conversations about him continuing to assist that in whatever free time he may have now, other than spending it with his children and grandchildren. We look forward to those days as well. But at this point, I guess I would just end by saying congratulations, Mr. Donches, on a great career.
Thank you. Any other comments, Dr. Van Wert?
I'll echo what Mr. Reynolds said. Since I've been on council, working with Mayor Donches, we may not always agree, but he has been unfailingly gracious and kind throughout the experience, and his love of the city is clear and is much appreciated. I also wanted to thank my other council members, Mr. Reynolds, who I have a lot of faith in the upcoming years, as well as Mr. Callahan. While we seldom, if ever, agree, I think his love of the city is also pretty clear and valid in his own eyes. And Mr. Waldron, for his tenure as council president, again, we may not always agree, but he's been unfailingly professional and dedicated, and I thank him for his service. And finally, Ms. Negron, I wouldn't be up here if it wasn't for Ms. Negron. She has big wings that people fit under, and she took me under her wing, and also stuck out her neck at considerable risk to her own election because she believed in me, and I really appreciate that type of courage, and I hope that on council we can all replicate the courage that she's shown over the years of her service to Bethlehem. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Van Wert. Any other comments, Mr. Callahan?
Thank you. First, I'd like to congratulate the mayor on his retirement. I think he's done a heck of a job, and he's really deserved or is deserving of his retirement years with his grandchildren. and I want to thank him for his devotion and his service to the city of Bethel. I want to wish Mr. Reynolds and the new council all the best. You know, when I decided to run 8 years ago, I stood in Payroll Plaza and I told the, you know, everybody that was there, you know, including the reporters, that I was going to continue to fight for economic development and keep our taxes low. And I think if you look at my record over the last 8 years, I was probably the biggest advocate for, you know, the economic development in the city of Bethlehem. I don't think I ever voted against an economic development project. And I think out of the 8 years I was on, I think I only voted for one tax increase, which is a very small one, I think in our second year, because, it, you know, it was needed at the time. So, you know, I tried to stay true to what I ran on. And I haven't always gotten along with everybody on the council, but I do always, I did always respect all of you, even though a lot of you think that my tone was off. I have a passion for the city, and when I think that things are going the wrong way, I speak up on it. And I'm sure that if, you know, if I look back on it, I'm sure there are times that I could have probably changed my tone. But I you know, I grew up in a house with four boys, four Irish boys, and you didn't get too many things unless you spoke up loudly. And I speak with, I try to speak with great passion, and I also try to have a lot of energy in the way I speak. And I know that's probably ruffled a little bit of feathers with some people, but I just never preferred having conversations behind the scenes and lining up votes and discussing things behind the scenes. I always preferred to have that discussion in front of council. And I always wanted to have the debate in front of council, in front of the people. And I know some of you didn't want to do that. I understand that. Some people don't like having what you would think is a confrontational discussion, but I never looked at it like that. I really didn't. I just looked at it as like, you know, if I'm going to put out my points of view, and if you have a better debate or better points, then, put them out there. And so if I, if anybody was upset at me for any reason over the years for what was my perceived tone or attitude towards people, I apologize. But when I thought some people were, you know, playing the taxpayers or playing the residents or the voters, I tried to stand up and call that out. So I have enjoyed all my time on city council. I have had a ball. I really have. It's been a great experience. But, it's time to move on. I just, one of the things that, I realized that I didn't lose too many votes in 8 years. I just looked at the council that's coming in here right now, and I can't see that that I'd be on the winning end of a lot of votes in the next 4 years. And I just think it's probably time to go. So I do wish all the new council members all the luck. And I would ask that everybody on the new council and Mr. Reynolds take heed to the words of that taxpayer tonight. I don't know the gentleman. I know he came in before, but I've said this many times before. If you own a rental property and you are renting it out, you are not going to lose money on that property. If the taxes go up, you are going to raise your rental rate. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. If fees go up, I had a inspector go through my property with a fine-tooth comb, and I had to spend about $4,500 in repairs on my property. I didn't eat that cost. I had to raise my rates. And if my school district taxes go up, and my county taxes go up, my city taxes go up, I have to raise my rental rates again. And that's something that my renters have to pay for. I'm not, it's something that the owners of these properties are not going to do. So every time we raise fees, whether stormwater fees or taxes or some other type of fee, that is getting passed on to the renter, and that is what is making Bethlehem unaffordable for people. So when we talk about affordable housing, I just ask that you look very closely into what you're doing with the tax rates and the other things that, the other fees that we are passing on to people, because that is going directly to the bottom line of the renter, not the the owner of the property. And then I want to thank Mr. Waldron. I know I tested your patience with you being the president, and I know you often walk a fine line in trying to give me my right to speak, but also, you know, to maintain some order. And I know at times I probably got under your skin, but I do appreciate all your patience over the years. And I think, you know, me and you, we got voted in at the same time, and I think you understood my passion for the city at the time, and so I do appreciate all of your patience with me, and I know you did get some criticism for some of your rulings or thoughts and letting me speak a little bit too long, but, you know, I do appreciate it. You know, to the other council members, I appreciate all of your time and your devotion to the city, and I look forward to continuing my passion in promoting and supporting all the small businesses in the city of Bethlehem in the future. So I'm going to probably be retiring from the school district very soon and just dedicate my time to my small business, which has been really taken off, and it's taken a lot of my time. So I'm sure I'll see everybody out at the restaurants around the city of Bethlehem on a regular basis. And I want to thank the residents of the city of Bethlehem, the people that voted for me, even the people that didn't vote for me in the years that I won in this past primary. I have had nothing but great thoughts and memories of, you know, my time on council, and I want to thank everybody and wish everybody luck. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. Any other comments from other members of council? Mr. Waldron?
Thank you, Mr. Colon. First, I want to say congratulations to Mr. Donchez on putting together an excellent budget. I think it's a cap, a feather in your cap, that is, to end 8 years of leadership as a mayor and much longer service to the city. And the city will miss his experience and his leadership. Also, to the other members of council that are going out with myself, Mr. Callahan and Ms. Negron, it's been a fun ride over these past 8 years and 4 years serving as council president. I've grown a lot personally. My family has grown, literally and figuratively, over this time. And this experience has taught me a lot about what helps make a city run, and the people who make that city run behind the scenes and in these rooms, having these challenging conversations some nights. Staying into those rooms, listening to public comment, sometimes going into past midnight, were things that I will think fondly of. And also when I read about it in the paper the next day, when I think about the other folks who are filling those roles, I will be glad that I'm not there as well, because those are some challenging situations on some of those votes that we've had to make that would go 4-3, and hearing dozens of speakers come out and passionately talk about their issue, I think is something that really is something that you don't see in a lot of places, and I think that's one of the things that makes Bethlehem special, and I'm glad to be a part of it for the 8 years that I was on council, and I'm happy to continue to live here with my family, grow my business here as well, and I do wish to stay involved in the city, and I wish to keep contributing in any way that I can. And also, best of luck to Mr. Reynolds, who I have full faith in will carry the baton from Mr. Donchez, and with some great leadership, and will help continue to grow our city and make it an even better place to be in the Lehigh Valley and throughout Pennsylvania. So I'm really thankful for the folks that I got to meet in my 8 years on council, and everyone who put their time and effort in to making this city what it's become today. So thank you all for having us be part of your city and be part of your governance.
Thank you, Mr. Walter. Councilman?
Thank you, President Colon. I wasn't prepared to do this tonight. I thought that that was going to be in my real last meeting in January. But I definitely want to congratulate and say thank you to Mayor Don, just for the great job. Thank you for listening to me and the many times that I requested that more diversity be included in our committees. It was a struggle, but you did do so, and I thank you for that recognition of the importance of equity and diversity in our city. And I have nothing but hopes that our mayor-elect Reynolds will continue and do even better. I'm expecting so. So I am looking forward for, you know, continuing growing our beautiful city. Members of council, you know, thank you for the time. Thank you for the opportunity for the community of the city that voted for me the last two elections. I chose not to run. Many reasons, none one more important than the other, but one that is very important to me is, and a lot of people do not agree with me on this, but I do believe that no elected official should be elected forever, and there should be terms in every elected official, just like we have a mayor term, you know. It will allow, that would allow new ideas, new people to be sitting at the table and bringing ideas, you know. It is really hard to run, you know. I was sure I was not going to win. That's what I ran the first time, really, you know that, right? I was sure I was not going to win because we have never elected a woman of color in city council. So to my surprise, I did it, and I'm glad that I broke that wall, and we are now bringing more. I thank Dr. Van Wert for her service, for listening to me, and by pushing to keep on doing this, because I really did, like you said, taking the chance of having you win that time and losing. That was totally okay with me, because first of all, I knew the city would be better, even if I was not here and you were. And that is the bottom line. We have to be community with each other, you know, and we don't do enough of that, especially when we're talking about politics. So I am also grateful that I worked really hard with a couple of new councilwomen that will be here, and that's what I was hoping that I was going to do this, but I can say it again, I guess, when they're here. Councilwoman-elect Kira Wong and Councilwoman-elect Rachel Leon. I worked really hard to push them and get them to get excited about running, and they made it, and that is amazing. And my promise to my community is that I'm not going anywhere. I will continue to do that. I will continue to make sure that this table looks diverse, because we are a diverse community and everybody should be represented in here. And I will also have to say, as many of you know, my oldest daughter moved to Bethlehem with her husband and daughter. And as I know, Mayor Dunches is going to be spending great time with his grandchildren. That's something extremely special. And I will get to do that too, because my baby girl will be a mile away from me. I already have signed up for grandmother's duties on Monday nights to pick my baby girl at daycare. So, you know, a lot to look forward for. So thank you, City of Bethlehem, to all my community members for your support. And again, if you are wondering how to run for city council and get through committees, reach out to me, because I will get you through it. I will keep on pushing to make sure that diversity is included in all walls of this building. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. I'll just kind of try to be brief in my comments as I go around, starting with Mr. Waldron, who I had known from high school, you know, back in Liberty, and then he was one of the first people when I started paying attention to what happened here in Town Hall to get elected, and I thought, oh, if Adam could get elected, then I should think about it. And then he was very encouraging, and more importantly, did a remarkable job as City Council President the last 4 years, moderating these meetings and keeping things moving along. And even when the discussion did get a little excitable at times, and always to sprinkle in his own unique humor, which I've appreciated down from that end of the dais. And Councilwoman Negron, who you and I came on at the same time together,
those years ago, and I've always appreciated your unique perspective, enthusiasm, passion, and every other synonym that encompasses all that, and you've been an asset, of course, to City Council. Councilman Reynolds, who's been one of maybe the most active council member in terms of legislation that the city's ever had, or at least up there, and I know you're not going too far. We'll see after the new year, and we all have our full faith in you and know that that leadership will translate well to the mayor's office. And then Councilman Callahan, who over the years that we've served together, sitting next to each other down there on that end, has brought forward a number of pieces of legislation that have been passed on issues that were very important to him and that were adopted by council that will endure beyond his time here on council. So I thank everyone who served with competency and integrity for the years beyond my involvement with City Council. And Mayor Doncha is being one of the very first people outside of Town Hall too when I started coming to these meetings. First City Council meeting I ever came to was a budget hearing for water. I don't know why, I just saw it on the count. I walked in and Mayor Doncha has asked me in the community, why are you coming to these council meetings? I got lost on my way to the library, but was very open to answering my questions, fielding emails, things like that, as I tried figuring out what it was that went on here in Town Hall. And to everyone who is a departing member of council or Mayor Donchez, I wish you all the best moving forward. I'm sure we will see you here first and third Tuesdays on occasion. And more importantly, I hope everyone has a wonderful time with your families that have lent you to us for all these years on these Tuesday nights, and their understanding, which I think is something I learned early on, that you know, it takes a lot of time not only to be here but away from those that wish to have us at home sometimes. So again, thank you all. And I'll turn to, I believe our business administrator had a brief comment. All right. Well, if there's no other comments from other members of council, then I will wish everybody who's watching at home and all of our residents a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Holiday Season, and we'll all be back here on January 3rd. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.